Oh my God. Oh my God, dude. This country is never going to recover. This country is never going to recover. There is like a continuity of political tradition that has been severed irreparably. We're never coming back from this. We're such a joke, dude. I used to look at countries like Russia or like Gambia or whatever. Like, you know, you hear about this, like, oh, they're warlords, they're silly. It's all a fucking joke over there. How does anyone take it seriously? But now we're that. Now we're just a joke country. Christ, we're like England. As an American, I feel genuine embarrassment. You should. The stuff, symbols matter. This stuff matters, you know? What the fuck is going on in the back there? Is that Al Green? Looks like Al Green's gonna get censored again. Al Green, my man. When he be spitting, he do be shitting. Black people are in fact not apes. A lot of apes are the color black though, but you can't mix those two up. That's different. Truth nuke. Good thing they have a designated survivor, because Al Green has just dropped a truth nuke. Right here. Just... Whoop! Who's the survivor? It's like the Secretary of Agriculture somewhere in a hotel room eating Cheez-Its. It's awesome that the country is objectively in the worst state that it's been in since the fracturing of the Union in the South, and the Democrats have resolved to say nothing during the speech. Like, Hakeem Jeffries actually said, please be quiet during the speech. It's really, really, really cool. Just for some reason, don't make a fuss. I don't know why. Like, every Democrat voter wants you to make a fuss. I don't know who... Some are even clapping. Yep.
Members of Congress, I have the high privilege and distinct honor of presenting to you the President of the United States.
I thought we already did that round of clapping. We're doing it again? Just have this be the whole fucking State of the Union. We're 11 minutes late. Whatever. I'm not doing anything. Me and my chud fucking country.
Well, thank you very much, everybody. It's really... an honor, Speaker Johnson, Vice President Vance, First Lady of the United States.
Again, most likely outcome is that this is pretty boring. So I wouldn't be stupid, fat, chud veteran. I wouldn't be expecting anything super special here. If you want me to sit here and debunk every dumb fucking thing he says, don't. I just don't. I don't.
Second Lady of the United States.
Play Diablo 2 on my second monitor. I'm not, actually. I should be, though. I really should be. I should be doing cow runs.
Members of Congress and my fellow Americans, our nation is back.
Mouthful
bigger,
of spit already.
Bigger, better, richer, and stronger than ever before. Less than 5 months from now, our country will celebrate an epic milestone in American history.
Epic.
The 250th anniversary of our glorious American independence. This July 4th, we will mark 2.5 centuries of liberty and triumph, progress and freedom in the most incredible and exceptional nation ever to exist on the face of the earth. And you've seen nothing yet. We're going to do better and better and better. This is the golden age of America.
I don't know, guys. Why is no one booing him? Hakeem Jeffries specifically requested they not boo him.
12 months ago, I had just inherited a nation in crisis with a stagnant economy, inflation at record levels, a wide open border, horrendous recruitment for military and police, rampant crime at home, and wars and chaos all over the world. But tonight, after just 1 year, I can say with dignity and pride that we have achieved a transformation like no one has ever seen before, and a turnaround for
the
ages.
Nick Shirley
it
back
is
there.
Indeed
probably
a turnaround
probably,
for the
yeah.
ages.
Are they really? All right.
We will never
They're
going
to kill
back
him.
To where we were just a very short
him.
Time ago. We're not going back. Today, our
They're taking him
secure.
Out back to shoot him. Incoming censure vote. Half the Democrats join.
Thank you. Today, our border is secure. Our spirit is restored. Inflation is plummeting. Incomes are rising fast. The roaring economy is roaring like never before. And our enemies are scared. Our military and police are stacked. And America is respected again, perhaps like never before.
Uh-huh.
After 4 years in which millions and millions of illegal aliens poured across our borders, totally unvetted and unchecked, we now have the strongest and most secure border in American history by far.
It is true that nobody is crossing the border now. This country is just not as appealing as it used to be.
In the past 9 months, zero illegal aliens have been admitted to the United States.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
But we will.
I know. Sorry, I'm going to pause just once and then I'm not again. The point of lies like that is that it's a shared loyalty test. If you can applaud to even the most obscenely ridiculous bullshit, then you're in the cult, and then it's like you're all in lockstep together. That's the point. The lies aren't supposed to be believable.
Legally, people that will love our country and will work hard to maintain our country.
It's disgusting that Dems aren't disrupting the speech. Yep. Uh-huh. Every single Democrat voter would want to see it, but for some reason they're not.
The flow of deadly fentanyl across our border is down by a record 56%.
Like, if they all just screamed pedophile at him over and over, unironically, that would probably boost midterm Democrat voter turnout by a couple of points. That's not even a joke. Like, genuinely, if they all just took turns falling on the sword.
Single largest decline.
They just choose
history.
Not to. They
this
don't want
the
to.
The biggest decline, think of it, in recorded history, the lowest number in over 125 years, year 1900. In fact, substantially before my wonderful father. I had a wonderful father, Fred, before he was born, substantially before he was born. That's a long time ago. He wouldn't like me to say that, but that's a long time ago. The Biden administration and its allies in Congress gave us the worst inflation in the history of our country. But in 12 months, my administration has driven core inflation down to the lowest level in more than 5 years. And in the last 3 months of 2025, it was down to 1.7%. Gasoline, which reached a peak of over $6 a gallon in some states under my predecessor, it was quite honestly a disaster, is now below $2.30 a gallon in most states, and in some places, $1.99 a gallon. And when I visited the great state of Iowa just a few weeks ago, I even saw $1.85 a gallon for gasoline.
Uh-huh. That's the price. That's the price we're all paying. It's true. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Mortgage rates are the lowest in 4 years and falling fast, and the annual cost of a typical new mortgage is down almost $5,000 just since I took office. 1 year. And low interest rates will solve the Biden-created housing problem well.
Here.
At the same time, protecting
anyone had
the
a bet down
of
for
those
multiple?
People who already own a house that really feel rich for the first time in their lives. We want to protect those values. We want to keep those values up. We're going to do both.
Just right there in the State of the Union address, we want to keep housing
and
prices high.
And we're going to keep it that way. The stock market has set 53 all-time record highs since the election. Think of that. 1 year, boosting pensions, 401ks, and retirement accounts for the millions and millions of Americans. They're all gaining. Everybody's up, way up. In 4 long years, the last administration got less than $1 trillion in new investment in the United States. And when I say less, substantially less. In 12 months, I secured commitments for more than $18 trillion pouring in from all over the globe.
Me too.
Me too. Think of it. Much less than $1 trillion for 4 years versus much more than $18 trillion for 1 year. What a difference a president makes. A short time ago, we were a dead country. Now we are the hottest country anywhere in the world, the hottest. As thousands of new businesses are forming and factories, plants, and laboratories are being built, we have added 70,000 new construction jobs in just a very short period of time. It's getting bigger and bigger and stronger. Nobody can believe what they're watching. American oil production is up by more than 600,000 barrels a day, and we just received from our new friend and partner, Venezuela, more than 80 million barrels of oil.
Well, we gave them to Israel, actually. We directed them to Israel. Oh, my God.
American natural gas production is at an all-time high because I kept my promise to drill, baby, drill.
Do you think that he'll mention clavicular being brutally frame-rogged by the ASU frat leader during the speech?
More Americans are working today than at any time in the history of our country. Think about that. Any time in the history of our country, more working today. And 100% of all jobs created under my administration have been in the private sector.
Great. There's a 6-7 prediction on Polymarket. You mean of him fully committing to it, or of him just incidentally saying 6-7?
DEI in America.
Oh, they love that one.
We cut a record number of job-killing regulations, and in 1 year, we have lifted 2.4 million Americans a record off of food stamps.
Cool.
And for all of these reasons, I say tonight, members of Congress, the state of our union is strong.
This is actually exceptionally boring. Like, okay, State of the Union addresses are almost always boring because they're meant to be, like, boilerplate. But he's not even offering anything. Like, he's not even...
Our country is winning again. In fact, we're winning so much that we really don't know what to do about it. People are asking me, please, 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 Mr. President, we're winning too much. We can't take it anymore. We're not used to winning in our country. Until you came along, we're just always losing, but now we're winning too much. And I say, no, 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 you're going to win again. You're going to win big. You're going to win bigger than ever. And to prove that point, here with us tonight is a group of winners who just made the entire nation proud.
He's blowing out the fucking mic.
Gold medal Olympic hockey team. Come on in.
Okay, was funny for a second, became lame. Clearly trying to recapture the original meme energy. Clearly trying to recapture the original energy. But that dragged on way too long. That got really embarrassing. My Chud hockey team. I thought hockey was supposed to be gay. Isn't there a show about that right now? Two guys, and they're in hockey, they eat each other's asses. What are they, why are they chuds in real life? Because they're white? Yeah, probably. Hockey's white as fuck. Can't do this shit with the NFL or NBA. Just indefinitely? We could just keep this going. I mean, why not?
It's the first time I've ever seen them get up. And actually, not all of them did get up. But they beat a fantastic Canadian team in overtime, as everybody saw, as did the American women who will soon be coming to the White House.
They turned down that invitation? Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. God, I wish somebody would chant pedophile. Sorry, Hakeem Jeffries said he would personally beat to death any Democrat who indicated that they don't like the president.
They were in the Oval Office before, and I just want to say a second very big congratulations to Team USA, but I have to say that, and I told them this, and we took a vote of the team. I said, anybody votes no, I'm not doing it. So they stood there, and they weren't about to say no, because I've never seen a goaltender play as well as goalie Connor Hellebuck.
This sucks, man. It's a classic fascist prerogative. You direct attention away from the ailing, crumbling nation towards symbolic victories of strong men who represent the nation.
And I asked him, the one shot, the one where you put your stick in the back and it hit the neck of your stick and bounced off. Do you practice that, or was that a little lucky? He refused to answer that question. But I just want to tell you that the members of this great hockey squad will be very happy to hear, based on their vote and my vote, and in this case, my vote was more important, that I will soon be presenting Connor with our highest civilian honor, which we will be given and which has been given to many athletes over the years.
Uh-huh.
But when I say many, not too many, like 12, it's called the highest civilian honor in our country, the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
He gives these out like candy. Yeah, where's our tariff check, buddy? Jesus Christ. Who are these people? I don't know. No one knows. They're wearing Ralph Lauren. Did you know that? Ralph Lauren supplied the U.S. Winter Olympics teams.
Great athletes have
Ralph Lauren sweater.
Very great, the best. And I thought he deserved it. And I did take a vote, every single one of them. I said, I'm not giving it if anybody goes no. And every single one of them rapidly put up their hand. So I want to thank you.
What Didn't a ask, don't care. Okay, okay.
Job you did. What special champions you are. Thank you very much.
I'm so over this. This all makes me sick. Yeah, it's pretty nauseating.
The next time the Olympic torch is lit, it will be here in America.
Are they still on the fucking hockey team? Holy shit. Legitimately,
Olympics,
what?
And it's the summer version.
I don't care. What the fuck would they have done if they had lost? Like, this is what is it, like 20 minutes of the State of the Union? What would they have done? You know? Jesus Christ. Seppuku? Yeah, they would have brought Kid Rock.
And Los Angeles is going to be safe. Just like Washington, D.C. is now one of the safest cities in the country.
What about that fucking, the freak with the half beard? What's his name again? Fogacio Blow or whatever? Just get him up, Big Ben. Come on.
And this year,
I'll be giving one of the highest civilian honors.
The first term, and I was disappointed because I didn't think I'd be the president when this happened. But strange things took place, and now I've got them because I got the Olympics, and I got the 2026 FIFA World Cup, and I wanted to claim the 250th, but I didn't get away with that one. I couldn't claim that one for myself. But we're getting the World Cup, so we have the World Cup and the Olympics coming, and that is exciting news.
For himself? Yeah, they keep giving him medals. He got the FIFA trophy. He got the World Cup. Every time there's a medal, he gets one.
Celebrate our country and the heroes who have kept it free. Men like Buddy Taggart. At age 17, Buddy volunteered to defend America in World War II.
Uh-huh.
Serving in the Pacific under the great General Douglas MacArthur, he fought bravely in the famous Battle of Manila, worked so hard. He was badly wounded and almost killed by enemy machine guns in Luzon. And 81 years ago this month, he liberated the largest internment camp in the Philippines, one of the largest anywhere in the world. But he earned many honors, including a Purple Heart and a Bronze Star, came home, started a family, and tonight he is in the gallery looking forward to July 4th, 2026, his 100th birthday.
All right, okay. That's the Chud veteran I was pointing at earlier. Well, I'm sorry, but you're still now Trump-affiliated. I'm afraid you'll have to face the wall. However, oh no, this guy. I can't tell. All 100-year-old people look like they're melting to me. How am I supposed to know? This guy, the other guy? No, it's got to be the other guy because he's sitting. If you're standing, you're applauding. It's the other guy. Can't be this guy. Why are they shifting? Why are they looking between two guys?
So, buddy, you're a brave man.
Is it this guy?
You. Even in
they
times
don't know
of challenge, setback, and immense heartache, the spirit of 1776 has always shone through very brightly. It was July 4th of last year when floodwaters tore through a girls' summer camp in Central Texas. One of the worst things I've ever seen. I was there, rising 26 feet in the matter of minutes, tragically claiming many, many lives. You all remember that one. As the waters threatened to sweep her away, 11-year-old Millie Kate McClaymont closed her eyes and prayed to God. She thought she was going to die. Those prayers were answered when Coast Guard rescue swimmer Scott Ruskin descended from a helicopter above. Nobody knew where he came from. It was Scott's first ever rescue mission. Young guy, but very brave, very, very top, always top in his class. And he lifted not just Millie Kate, but 164 others to safety.
Probably not a great, I love all the Democrats standing for this too. By the way, a couple of pointers. For one, the country's in shit. Yeah, I'll just mute because no one fucking cares. The country's in a shit state. So instead of talking about the country, you talk about a bunch of meaningless bullshit, right? Like, oh, look at this guy, look at that guy, whatever. Great, great jawline though. We'll say that. Second, the point here, I think, is also by bringing up a bunch of like uncontroversially, universally celebrated people. You put the Dems in a position where they have to show fealty as well by, you know, standing and applauding, right?
Everything was going
like they don't want to not applaud that guy.
Water, nobody's ever seen anything like it. They said, wow, that's something. Tonight, Scott and Millie Kate are here together, reunited for the very first time. Thank you, Scott, Millie Kate.
Oh, this is the 100-year-old veteran. I gotcha. It took me a while to identify him. Thanks for liberating Iwo Jima or whatever the fuck you did. I wasn't paying attention. I'm on Twitter looking at thirst traps. State of the Union over yet?
And Petty Officer
Can I go
Ruskin,
back to playing video games?
I'm pleased to inform you
I'm sorry.
You that
I'm being
I am
belligerent.
Now
I'm
awarding you the
I'm
Legion
sorry.
Of Merit.
I just hate these people. I really hate
heroism,
them.
Which is what
I hate them so much. You can
heroism.
Feel it, right?
Thank you.
Oh. Quick jerk each other off. Gun check. Jerk check. Balls
tight.
I'd
like to have the military aide to please come down and take care of the service. Military aide, thank you very much. Take care of that very important service. Thank you very much. From 1776 to today, every generation of Americans has stepped forward to defend life, liberty,
at least you can tell he doesn't
want
to be there. That
happiness.
Is true. He looks miserable.
And they're really doing it for the next generation. But now it's our turn. Together, we're building a nation where every child has the chance to reach higher and go further, where government answers to the people, not the powerful, and where the interests of hardworking American citizens are always our first and ultimate concern. That is the debt we owe to the heroes who came before us, and that is the promise we must keep to America for our 250th year. Last year, I urged this Congress to begin the mission by passing the largest tax cuts in American history, and our Republican majorities delivered so beautifully. Thank you, Republicans.
We are not getting out of the debt spiral, dog. We're not getting out of the debt spiral. It's not happening. It'll never happen.
All Democrats, every single one of them, voted against these really important and very necessary massive tax cuts. They wanted large-scale tax increases to hurt the people instead. But we held strong, and with the great, big, beautiful bill, We gave you no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, and no tax on Social Security.
I'm sorry. It's just such a fucking retarded country, man. I can't. Legitimately, we need, like, an like the cultural force that it's going to take to remind people that we pay taxes for a reason and to prove to them that there's value in those taxes. Overwhelming.
Auto loans tax deductible the first time, but only if the car is made in America.
Very good. I've always said one question we need to start asking Republican politicians is why not make it zero taxes? Why not do no taxes? Why don't you support 0% income taxes? Because I genuinely do not think they'd be able to argue against it. Their rhetoric leads to it, right? They never acknowledge the value of that. I think that they would actually just be like, maybe that would be a good idea. I'll take a look into it. Like, you know, like they'd have to play it off.
Very heavy equipment. Megan is here.
I see you saw the pictures I sent.
Happy to tell you that she is so, so much richer. Because with no tax on tips,
oh, he is talking
no
about
tax me. On overtime, and our expanded child tax credit done again by Republicans, Megan and her husband will take home more than $5,000 extra just for the year, cutting her tax bill in more than half. Megan, please stand up. We're fighting for you, Megan. Thank you, Megan. We're fighting for you, Megan. Under our bill, parents like Megan can also activate their children's brand new Trump accounts. And I didn't name it.
I
did not name that.
Somebody else suggested it. It wasn't me.
Nobody believes me, but I did not name it. It was named by a very tall man sitting right there in the third row. Nice man, a good man.
Who?
Tax-free investment accounts for every American child. This is something that's.
I want to know. Does he mean who is he?
The roof. Millions will be pre-funded
Fetterman.
Courtesy of the U.S. Treasury and private individuals like Michael and Susan Dell, who have donated $6,250,000,000 to fund the Trump accounts for 25 million American children. They're great people.
So like $1, it's nothing. It's literally nothing.
When I asked Michael Dell, how do you make all that money? He said,
The Trump accounts are literally just another deferred investment account. But my understanding is the way they're structured, you literally could just put shit in savings. But because it puts it into into the market, it's just another way of like dumping more money into the stock market. Like it's another government subsidy for the stock market. Like, oh, you know, like your Trump account is actually just the government investing in fucking Apple and Microsoft and Nvidia in your name. It's just another way of funneling taxpayer dollars back into the market. That's it. Just that. Over and over. Is he about the My Heart Goes Out to You? Ah, come on. Finish the gesture. You fucking pussy. I don't know who this is. Who is this?
These young people's accounts could grow to over $100,000 or more by the time they turn 18. Think of it. How much money is that for somebody that started with nothing? Over $100,000 could be much more than that. To make this investment in our children's future, go to...
So it's another 401k? Yeah, but worse, because it doesn't benefit from... My understanding is that it doesn't benefit from all of the tax benefits that you get on pullout. I'm pretty sure that the Trump accounts, you still pay taxes on withdrawal. I could be wrong. It does not get the tax benefits that the 401k or like a Roth IRA does. So it's literally, you're just funneling money into the stock market. It's worthless,
history
worthless
with
piece
the Dow
of
Jones
shit.
Broke
does
50,
nothing.
4 years ahead of schedule. And the S&P hit 7,000, where it wasn't supposed to do it for many years, were tariffs. I used these tariffs, took in hundreds of billions of dollars to make great deals for our country, both economically and on a national security basis. Everything was working well. Countries that were ripping us off for decades are now paying us hundreds of billions of dollars. They were ripping us so badly, you all know that. Everybody knows it. Even the Democrats know it. They just don't want to say it. And yet these countries are now happy, and so are we. We made deals. The deals are all done. And they're happy.
My beautiful beloved partner, like, do we have alcohol in the house, or do we drink all of it?
There was no inflation, tremendous growth. And the big story was how Donald Trump called the economy correctly, and 22 Nobel Prize winners in economics didn't. They got it totally wrong.
We do? Okay, one second.
They got it really wrong. And then just
what
4
need?
Days ago,
now you're working. Hold on. I don't give a shit about
United
this anyway.
States Supreme Court. It just came down. It came down. Very unfortunate ruling. But the good news is that almost all countries and corporations want to keep the deal that they already made, right, Scott? Knowing that the legal power that I, as president, have to make a new deal could be far worse for them, and therefore they will continue to work along the same successful path that we had negotiated before the Supreme Court's unfortunate involvement. So despite the disappointing ruling, these powerful country saving, it's saving our country, the kind of money we're taking in. Peace protecting. Many of the wars I settled was because of the threat of tariffs. I wouldn't have been able to settle them without. Will remain in place under fully approved and tested alternative legal statutes. And they have been tested for a long time. They're a little more complex, but they're actually probably better, leading to a solution that will be even stronger than before. Congressional action will not be necessary. It's already time-tested and approved. And as time goes by, I believe the tariffs paid for by foreign countries will, like in the past, substantially replace the modern-day system of income tax, taking a great financial burden off the people that I love. Moving forward, factories, jobs, investment, and trillions of dollars will continue pouring into the United States of America because we finally have a president who puts America first. I put America first. I love America. For decades before I came along, we had the exact opposite, from trade to health care, from energy to immigration. Everything was stolen and rigged in order to drain the wealth out of the productive, hardworking people who make our country great, who make our country run.
Yeah, sorry, I left my children in a room with all these rapists and pedophiles. My apologies, guys. Welcome them back.
Point with the Green News scam.
I missed the 6-7.
Everyone. They poured in by
did I miss him mentioning
from prisons,
clavicular
from
getting brutally frame mobbed by the ASU frat leader?
11,888 murders. They came into our country. You allowed that to happen.
I did.
And record-setting inflation that cost the typical family $34,000 in just a speck of time. Now, the same people in this chamber who voted for those disasters suddenly use the word affordability. A word.
Shut the fuck up. You guys want to see something cute? Local brewery in Seattle. Okay. Very, very good brewery. Slightly furry. They got cute little furry ciders. Isn't that cute? That's the old art, though, because I bought like a 72-pack crate. It's very good. It's very tasty, too. It's not just branding. Brand name now.
They knew their statements
slightly
were
furry.
A lie. They knew it. They knew their statements were a dirty, rotten lie. Their policies created the high prices. Our policies are rapidly ending them. We are doing really well. Those prices are plummeting downward. The price of eggs.
Pity?
Is down 60%, Madam Secretary. Thank you.
Mentioning he wants to use tariffs to replace income tax immediately after the Supreme Court ruled against him using tariffs as a way of driving income is so fucking funny.
starting to come down significantly. Just hold on a little while. We're getting it down. And soon you will see numbers that few people would think were possible to achieve just a short time ago. Nobody can believe when they see the kind of numbers, and especially energy, when they see energy going down to numbers like that, they cannot believe it. It's like another big tax cut. I'm also confronting one of the biggest ripoffs of our times, the crushing cost of health care.
Wait, Nick Shirley actually is at the address.
Since the passage
oh my God, he's so
of the
ugly.
Unaffordable Care Act, sometimes referred to as Obamacare, big insurance companies have gotten rich. It was meant for the insurance companies, not for the people. With our government giving them hundreds and hundreds
like a Spirit
of billions
Halloween
of dollars
suit.
A year, as their stock prices soared 1,000, 1,200, 1,400, and even 1,700%, like nothing else. That's why I introduced the
wow,
great
health care sure
plan.
Up.
I want to stop all payments to big insurance companies and instead give that money directly to the people so they can buy their own health care, which will be better health care at a much lower cost.
What this guy yapping? His plan to replace Obamacare is rather than the government subsidizing it to drive down the cost of insurance, instead he'll just give you $5 and then you go buy the insurance at market rate. Now, if you know how much insurance costs at market rate, this might come across as a bad deal to you.
And I did that in my first term, and the Democrats immediately terminated it with full knowledge that they were doing a very bad thing for the people. Of course, we're going to go way up, and that's what happened. And now I'm bringing them way down on health care and everything else.
No, he said no insurance, just buy from a doctor without it.
Cost of prescription
that's not possible.
Drugs like has never happened before.
Oh, I'm already feeling it.
The presidents tried to do it, but they never could. They tried. Most didn't try, actually. But they tried. They said they tried. They couldn't do it. They didn't even come close.
They tried. People died.
And no action. But I got it done. Under my just enacted most favored nation agreements, Americans, who have for decades paid by far the highest prices of any nation anywhere in the world for prescription drugs, will now pay the lowest.
Do you guys see the Trump RX shit this fat fucking pedophile is trying to pitch to you? Hey, they were bragging about the prices of the drugs offered on there. They were the same fucking prices that you could get it from anywhere else. They were like, here at Trump RX only, $480 for this bullshit. It's just, yeah, it's good RX. It's literally, it's just a coupon site, but it's the same coupons you could get elsewhere. They didn't even bother to negotiate any new coupons. It's just the same fucking coupons.
Prescription drugs, a very big part of healthcare, from the highest price in the entire world to the lowest. That's a big achievement. The result is price differences of 300,
what's the ABV of the beverage? 6, but I added a bunch
more,
of vodka.
All available right now at a new website called TrumpRx.gov, and I didn't name that one either, by the way. And here tonight is the very first customer ever to get that big discount, and it is big. Catherine Rayner. For 5 years, she and her husband have struggled with infertility, and they turned to IVF. One drug has been costing Catherine $4,000 to purchase. But a few weeks ago, she logged onto the Trump RX website and got that same drug that cost $4,000, got it for under $500, a reduction of much more, actually, than $3,500.
Again, he's literally advertising the same coupons you could get at any pharmaceutical. Like, they'll give this to you for free. This is just a regular discount. Also, imagine having the president talk about your infertility problems in a fucking State of the Union address because he's that desperate. You can even see it on our face, too. It's like, all right, you know, we got the free ticket out here, I guess. You know, for infertility. Yeah, my husband nutted bad.
So
thank you, Mr.
I'm
president,
on Congress to
for bringing attention to this matter.
Favored nation program into law. Now, the one thing, I'm not sure it matters because it's going to be very hard for somebody that comes along after me to say, let's raise drug prices by 700 or 800%.
I'm always saying.
But John and always, Mike, if you don't mind, codify it anyway.
Yes.
They may do it. Codify it.
Me
anyway,
when I'm in charge of the insulin factory.
Many Americans are also concerned that
I don't know what I'm saying.
Energy demand from AI data centers could unfairly drive up their electric utility bills. Tonight, I'm pleased to announce that I have negotiated the new ratepayer protection pledge. You know what that is. We're telling the major tech companies that they have the obligation to provide for their own power needs. They can build their own power plants as part of their factory so that no one's prices will go up. And in many cases, prices of electricity will go down for the community and very substantially down. This is a unique strategy never used in this country before. We have an old grid that could never handle the kind of numbers, the amount of electricity that's needed. I'm telling them they can build their own plant. They're going to produce their own electricity.
I'm going to cry.
It will ensure the company's ability
like
to
that?
Get electricity
what
while
the
at the
fuck?
Same time lowering prices of electricity for you and could be very substantial for all of you cities and towns. You're going to see some good things happen over the next number of years. Another pillar of the American dream that has been under attack is homeownership.
Me too, buddy.
With us tonight is Rachel Wiggins, a mom of two from Houston. She placed bids on 20 homes and lost all of those bids to gigantic investment firms that bypassed inspection, paid all cash, and turned those houses into rentals, stealing away her American dream. She was devastated. Stories like this are why last month I signed executive order to ban large Wall Street investment firms from buying up in the thousands single-family homes.
You can't do that via executive order. Executive order is a memo. It's a directive to the federal government.
Make that ban permanent because homes for people.
It's not real.
Really, that's what we want. We want homes for people, not for corporations. Corporations are doing just fine. Rachel, thank you very much. Good luck with your home. You'll get one soon.
By the way, people really need to reconcile with the fact the vast majority of homeownership is just private or small landlords. Your war is not against BlackRock. Your war is against the 72-year-old woman who lives above you, and you need to start acting like it.
So working to make it easier for Americans to save for retirement. And under this administration, we will always protect Social Security and Medicare. They are not protecting it for our seniors. We will always protect Social Security, Medicare.
Sir, we have to try to at least some, we have to try to win at least some seats
since
in the midterms. Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security. Old people, please.
$30,000. That's a lot of money.
Gen Z's voting against us by 45 points. Old people, we need you to show up. Please.
401ks are way up. Yet half of all of working Americans still do not have access to a retirement plan with matching contributions from an employer. To remedy this gross disparity, I'm announcing that next year my administration will give these oft-forgotten American workers, great people, the people that built our country, access to the same type of retirement plan offered to every federal worker.
Let me guess, it'll be invested in the market.
With up to $1,000 each year, as we ensure that all Americans can profit from a rising stock market, let's also ensure that members of Congress cannot corruptly profit from using insider information.
Literally every government program is just, what if we found another excuse to turn taxpayer dollars into, Elizabeth Warren, why are you clapping, you stupid bitch? It's just another market subsidy.
They stood up for that, I can't believe. I can't believe it. Did Nancy Pelosi stand up if she's here? Doubt it. Pass the Stop Insider Trading Act without delay.
He just endorsed blocking Congress from stock trade. No, he didn't. It doesn't mean anything.
I wasn't sure if anybody even on this side was going to applaud for that.
Nobody would even be in Congress if they couldn't do insider trading. That's the whole fucking point of running.
The corruption that is plundering, really, it's plundering America. There's been no more stunning example than Minnesota.
Why the fuck is Charlie Kirk live on Twitter? Guys, check the television. It doesn't matter what channel. I've pillaged
an estimated $19 billion from the American taxpayer. We have all the information. And in actuality, the number is much higher than that. And California, Massachusetts, Maine, and many other states are even worse.
Who's talking?
This is the kind of corruption that shreds the fabric of a nation.
He came back to kill us.
Like you wouldn't believe. So tonight, although started 4 months ago, I am officially announcing the war on fraud to be led by our great Vice President J.D. Vance.
What is happening? I'm on GeoCities. What's happening? I'm on Club Penguin. I'm on Toontown. I'm playing RuneScape Classic. No, not that classic. The other classic. The original. The original original.
We'll get it done. And if we're able to find enough...
So I got to rewind an hour. I was playing Dwarf Fortress.
...that fraud, we will actually have a balanced budget overnight. It'll go very quickly. That's the kind of money you're talking about. We'll balance our budget.
We're never having a balanced budget again, you stupid bitch. Are you fucking kidding? There's no, not in our lifetimes. Not in our fucking... The only way we're ever getting a balanced budget is if we experience hyperinflation so severe that both our debt and our expenses and our tax income both reach infinity. That's the only way it's happening. The curve needs to scale. I'm sorry, I won't pause again. I said I wouldn't pause again.
Corruption and lawlessness are the norm, not the exception. Importing these cultures through unrestricted immigration and open borders brings those problems right here to the USA. And it is the American people who pay the price in higher medical bills, car insurance rates, rent, taxes, and perhaps most importantly, crime. We will take care of this problem. We're going to take care of this problem.
Fuck
we are
ice.
Not playing games.
Delilah. Rashida Tlaib's a real one. Rashida Tlaib needs to get rid of the millennial glasses. Horn frame. You know what they say? You know what those glasses say? I hate to say it. I'm the truth teller. They say I hate men. But I don't think Rashida Tlaib hates men. I think that Rashida Tlaib respects some men.
2024, when a 18-wheel tractor trailer plowed into her stopped car traveling at 60 miles an hour or more. The driver was an illegal alien led in by
that's so
Joe
fucked
Biden
up. Why would he do that?
A commercial driver's license by open borders politicians in California. Doctors said Delilah would never be able to walk or talk, have a good life. She wouldn't even be able to eat again. But against all odds, she is now in the first grade learning to walk. And she's here this evening with her dad, Marcus, a fantastic man. Delilah, please, you are a great inspiration. Please.
I'm sorry, I missed that whole shit. You see what I mean, though, about, like, our country's in the fucking toilet. We just need to have, like, 500 cancer survivors in the audience. You see what I mean, though, right? Bring out the Olympics. Bring out this guy. 100 years ago, this guy personally nuked Hiroshima. They survived a car crash. Survived a car crash. And you're at the State of the Union. Dog, our country is fucking done. This brave MAGA patriot saved a cat from a tree. Babe, can I have some more? Could you bring me the other cider? No, that's too many calories. Can you just give me, like... No, can I have the other cider?
Thank you, Delilah. Many, if not most, illegal aliens do not speak English and cannot read even the most basic road signs as to direction, speed, danger, or location.
Oh, shit, it's actually pretty strong.
That's why tonight I'm calling on Congress to pass what we will call the Delilah Law, barring any state from granting commercial driver's licenses to illegal aliens.
Do it in your forehead like a real bro. I'll do it with the next.
And yesterday,
I have
as
water.
You probably saw at the White House, I hosted a ceremony with Americans who lost their treasured loved ones to the scourge of illegal immigration.
They're going to make me a drink.
People came into our country, how we allowed this to happen with our open borders. These are the angel moms and families that for decades our government
JJK reference
and our media totally ignored. Totally ignored. It was terrible. Hard to believe, actually. In 2023, a 16-year-old high school cheerleader named Lizbeth Medina.
Are we being fucking for real right now?
In her town's Christmas parade, but she never arrived. Her mother, Jacqueline, went home to look for her, and she found her lying dead in a bathtub, bleeding profusely.
What the
after
fuck
being
is going on?
25 times. Lizbeth's killer was a previously arrested illegal alien who had
broken in. Oh my God, he's gonna go through every one of these.
Extinguished the brightest light in her family's life violently and viciously.
They found the floater in the hotel pool. Who was the culprit? They call him Jorge.
We are deporting
brought into this country by Biden.
Country at record numbers. And we're getting them the hell out of here fast. We don't want them. Thank you very much.
Some pronounce it Georgia.
We can never forget that many in this room not only allowed the border invasion to happen before I got involved, but indeed they would do it all over again if they ever had the chance. If they ever got elected, they would open up those borders to some of the worst criminals anywhere in the world. The only thing standing between Americans and a wide-open border right now is President Donald J. Trump and our great Republican patriots in Congress. Thank you. Thank you.
Holy fuck, this is boring. Maybe for a guy like you, for a fellow individual such as myself, I actually find it quite entertaining.
Democrats in this chamber have cut off all funding for the Department of Homeland Security. It's all cut off. It's all cut off. They have instituted another Democrat shutdown, the first one costing us 2 points on GDP. Points we lost on GDP, which probably made them quite happy, actually. Now they have closed the agency responsible for protecting Americans from terrorists and murderers. Tonight I'm demanding the full and immediate restoration of all funding for the border security, homeland security of the United States. And also
calling you funded, they have like 20 times their old funding. What are you talking about?
We have no money because of the Democrats, and it would be nice.
Okay, we got another one.
We'd love to give you a hand at cleaning it up, but you gave no money. Nobody's getting paid. It's a shame. So you have to think about it. We have, in case you didn't know, a pretty large snowstorm out there. One of the great things about the State of the Union is how it gives Americans the chance to see clearly what their representatives really believe. So tonight I'm inviting every legislature to join with my administration in reaffirming a fundamental principle. If you agree with this statement,
it's cold.
Then stand up and show your support.
How do they make the drink cold?
The first duty of the American government is to protect American citizens, not illegal aliens.
Hey, this is just juice? Hey, put vodka in this. I'm putting vodka. They gave me a damn mocktail. I fixed it. I fixed. There's no way you put vodka in it that quickly. Okay, I love you. You're beautiful. Wait, what are we clapping? All these people clapping for racism? Is that what we're doing? I saw the fucking Tourette's discourse. I'm tie me to a rocket and fire me at Atlanta.
You should be ashamed of yourself. Not
I'm kidding.
Standing up.
That was a joke.
You should be ashamed of yourself. That is why I'm also asking you to end deadly sanctuary cities that protect the criminals and enact serious penalties for public officials who block the removal of criminal aliens, in many cases drug lords, murderers all over our country. They're blocking the removal of these people out of our country, and you should be ashamed of yourself.
I appreciate Trump actually sounding mad. Also, Dems should be shouting alongside them. They won't because they're complicit, pussy, piece of shit, pedophile or pedophile adjacent. God, I hate the Dems.
And perhaps most look at them. Important.
President, what is Trump at? 36, 38? You thought I'd do it, didn't you? Percent approval rating. Republicans, average position of the Republican Party right now in the actual toilet, shit in with the poop, and somehow they're able to overwhelm in Congress. Crazy, right? It's fucking crazy. I'll tell you this, you put this the other way around, you find a Democratic president this unpopular, you think Democrats would be this dominant over the Republicans? No. They're so fucking weak, dude. They're so fucking weak. Why pause, old unk? Fine! I unpause.
I'm asking you to approve
can you
the
take
Save
back the unk
America
comment?
Act.
Am I still unk? Is the Save America Act is the one that makes it so Republicans can't vote anymore, right?
To stop illegal aliens
yes.
And others who are unpermitted persons from voting in our sacred American elections. That cheating is rampant in our elections. It's rampant. It's very simple. All voters must show voter ID. All voters must show proof of citizenship in order to vote.
A passport. But Republicans are fucking broke and retarded and they don't have passports because they'd rather fuck their cousin and she lives in their town.
Or travel. None.
I have a passport. I get to vote.
And by the way, it's polling at 89%, including Democrats. 89%.
They, you know, they say 89 is 6-7 plus 2. Am I right, folks? Plus 2? Any plus 2s?
And even the new communist mayor of New York City, I think he's a nice guy, actually. Speak to him a lot. Bad policy, but nice guy. Just said they want people to shovel snow. They got hit hard. Wants them to shovel snow, but if you apply for that job, you need to show two original forms of ID and a Social Security card.
Imagine how fucking humiliating it must be to have to pretend to laugh and smile at this, you know?
Both Republicans and Democrats overwhelmingly agree on the policy that we just enunciated. And Congress should unite and enact this common sense country-saving legislation right now, and it should be before anything else happens. reason they don't want to do it. Why would anybody not want voter ID? One reason, because they want to cheat. There's only one reason. They make up all excuses. They say it's racist. They come up with things. You almost say, what imagination they have. They want to cheat. They have cheated. And their policy is so bad that the only way they can get elected is to cheat. And we're going to stop it. We have to stop it, John.
They should pass the SAVE Act. The average Republican would go to the polling booth. They're with their dribbling drool from the mouth, stupid, like an animal. And they would be like, what the fuck? I brought my dick and my balls. Why can't I vote? And then they wouldn't have a passport. They don't have their birth certificate because they ate it at some point in their life or perhaps used it as toilet paper.
In 2021, Sage was 14 when school officials in Virginia sought to socially transition her to a new gender, treating her as a boy and hiding it from her parents.
Huh?
Hard to believe, isn't it? Before long, a confused Sage ran away from home after she was found in a horrific situation in Maryland. A left-wing judge refused to return Sage to her parents because they did not immediately
state section brought to you by Gavin Newsom
was their son. Sage was thrown into an all-boys state home and suffered terribly for a long time. But today, all of that is behind them because Sage is a proud and wonderful young woman with a full
C-SPAN, is there a reason you're going to McBride right now?
Sage and
Michelle, oh, my God. Trump mentions racism and they go to fucking Al Green or some shit. What do they mean by that? I'm sorry, I don't know which gender we're not. The poor person, I wasn't paying attention. Trans something. They don't look happy to be here, okay?
And who can believe that we're even speaking about things like this? 15 years ago, if somebody was up here and said that, they'd say, what's wrong with him? But now we have to say it because it's going on all over numerous states without even telling the parents. But surely we can all agree no state can be allowed to rip children from their parents' arms and transition them to a new gender against the parents'
will. I disagree. We're going to do that shit all the time for fun.
And we must ban it immediately. Look, nobody stands up. These people are crazy, I'm telling you. They're crazy.
Hi, Ro. Look at this fat chud. I love that word.
Boy, oh boy. We're lucky we have a country with people like this. Democrats are destroying our country, but we've stopped it just in the nick of time, didn't we? No one cares more about protecting America's youth than our wonderful First Lady. Now a movie star. She's a movie star. Can you believe it?
God, it's so ugly. They're all so ugly.
She has had an incredible impact championing AI legislation, advancing a landmark executive order on foster care, and helping secure $30 million to launch the Melania Trump Foster Youth to independence.
Talk about her movie.
It's a tremendous.
Talk about her fucking movie.
Really a tremendous thing that happened and had a lot of
she looked
bipartisan
so fish.
Support. She gets much better bipartisan support than I do. I get none. She gets a lot. Someday you're going to have to tell me how you did that. And students and educators in every state have joined the First Lady's efforts in the presidential AI challenge, keeping America's next generation positioned to succeed and strong.
What the fuck is he even saying?
Tonight we welcome two young people whose lives reflect the First Lady's impact, Sierra Burns and Everest Nevermont. Thank you both, and Melania, thank you. I know how hard you worked on her. Thank you very much.
Paid I upload this shit brought to you by Coinbase. They paid $5 for the advertisement. I would so much respect to Trump for getting that bag if he just straight up dropped a 30-second fucking purple advertisement right now. Talk about mattresses. Tell me about Squarespace. This country's fucking broke. We need to reclaim some money from the companies, okay? Anything it takes, all right? From half of every State of the Union address now will just be NVIDIA ads.
I have to say that during my time in office,
don't you look like a fucking idiot now.
The first 4 years, and in particular this last year, there has been a tremendous renewal in religion, faith, Christianity, and belief in God. Tremendous renewal.
By the way, all of the data showing that young people were becoming more religious was fake. Year after year, less popular. Just saying.
There is no Christian revival.
This is especially
you are not going to
people,
heaven. We are
all
had
to do with my great friend,
forming our own
Charlie
tiny planets
Kirk,
like the Mormons
God,
believe when we God. Die.
So last year, Charlie was violently murdered by an assassin and martyred. Really martyred for his beliefs. His wonderful wife, Erica, is with us tonight. Erica,
Shabbat
please stand.
Shalom. Oh, to complete the... No! What the fuck? Who are you giving your heart out to? I know it's not Charlie. You stupid bitch. You took his fucking wedding photo. Did you see? In the Charlie Kirk podcast, it's like she took off the photo. The wedding photo with her
Thank
and Charlie.
You.
She took it off. Scott, he's gone from her memory. She doesn't even know who the fuck Charlie is, man.
She reaffirmed that America
She's
is
getting
one nation under God.
Nightly
and we
now.
Must totally reject political
Charlie's gone.
Of
he couldn't
kind.
Sling dick for shit, man. God bless her, you know? My heart goes out to her. I ain't doing the gesture, though. he tried to catch me. You thought I would. I almost
we
did.
We love religion, and we love bringing it back. And it's coming back at levels that nobody actually thought possible. It's really a beautiful thing to see. Above all, unleashing America's promise requires keeping our community safe. We have made incredible strides, yet dangerous repeat offenders continue to be released by pro-crime Democrat politicians again and again. We're honored to be joined tonight by a woman who's been through...
It's so fucking funny that the Charlie Kirk bit got less time and attention than literally every inane fucking anecdote. This girl survived a car accident with an illegal alien, got like three times as much time as our top guy was assassinated in broad daylight. And now his wife's getting piped by illegal immigrants. It got less time.
Anya Zaretska.
Oh,
in 2022,
nobody cares.
She and her beautiful daughter, so beautiful, what a beautiful young woman. Irina fled war-torn Ukraine to live with relatives near Charlotte, North Carolina. And by the way, what's going on with Charlotte? Last summer, 23-year-old Irina was riding home on the train when a deranged monster who had been arrested over a dozen times and was released through no cash bail, stood up and viciously slashed a knife through her neck and body.
I'm not
no
laughing at this. This is very serious.
On that train, no one will ever forget the expression of terror on Irina's face as she looked up at her attacker in the last seconds of her life. She died instantly. She had escaped a brutal war only to be slain by a hardened criminal set free to kill in America.
What is this? It's the Chud discourse. They just went through every topic that Twitter neo-Nazis get upset about.
We will ensure justice for your magnificent daughter, Irina.
Did they really do? I'm not fucking literally. I don't care. I'm not fucking joking. They're like, okay, here, we're going to State of the Union address, okay? 50 bajillion people killed by USAID cut. Medicaid cuts, you personally will die. If you are watching the State of the Union address and your net worth is less than $1 million, we're killing you tomorrow. Now everyone get really sad about this. The chuds on Twitter had demand that you get really upset about these specific crimes as opposed to like the bajillion we've personally committed, you know?
And importantly, that they stay there.
They love it. It's the fascist obsession with death. They love it. They love death. They adore death. They want to talk about it. They want to think about it. It's all they want to talk and think about. You know? Will the country get better anytime soon? I don't fucking know. Let's talk about more car accidents.
National Guard and federal law enforcement to restore law and order to our most dangerous cities, including Memphis, Tennessee, big success. New Orleans, Louisiana, big success. And our nation's capital itself, Washington, D.C., where we have almost no crime anymore in Washington, D.C. How did that happen? In fact, crime in Washington is now at the lowest level ever recorded.
Any D.C. inhabitants who want to confirm this claim?
We're down close to 100% from a year ago. They don't like to hear that. One of the sick people, one of the brave service members who helped achieve this stunning turnaround was 20-year-old West Virginia Army National Guard Specialist.
Look at his outfit.
Sarah
I didn't
Beckstrom.
See.
After a 4-month deployment.
What the fuck? Okay.
Deployment, she voluntarily extended her service and her rank was going to be lifted. She was doing so well. They were so proud of her.
Oh, hello.
But the very next day, she was
good.
On patrol near the White House when she was ambushed and shot in the head by a terrorist monster from Afghanistan.
What the fuck is going on, man?
And all because she wore the uniform of our nation, she was shot. He traveled here because he didn't like people wearing our uniform. He was sick and deranged, shouldn't have been in our country. Sarah,
remember when on the lawn of the White House they put up all of those like illegal immigrants they arrested? They're just a bunch of like ugly front-facing photos of random guys, and they're like, "Hey, get mad about this guy, get mad about that guy. We're a country of 330 million people. Get mad about this guy." You know, it's like that's the State of the Union address. It's fucking insane.
Died in order to defend our capital.
It's so grim. They have nothing to brag about. They have no accomplishments. One of the only things they bragged about was the price of eggs dropping. Like, they're so fucking bereft of things to brag about.
So sorry. Thank you very much. A great young lady. I saw reports that were like, perfect. She was perfect. Serving alongside Sarah that day was Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf. The terrorist shot Andrew in the head, and no one thought he could possibly make it.
This is fucking boring. It's taken, what, like 70 minutes of the time? Here's like 8 people who died. I'm sorry, it's the country threat. In between the State of the Union beginning and it ending, a bunch of people will die. Statistically speaking, 100% of them will have been raped to death by Republicans because they're animals. It's just a waste of time. What are you, like, literally, they're just doing the Chud countdown. It's the Chud countdown. This isn't the only shit. Okay, what else are they going to talk about? They're going to, oh, Chibi reviews. We're gonna get a Chibi reviews bit. He's gonna talk about how fucked up all that shit was. What else? Anything else in the Chud countdown? What are they like really on about? You know, what are they fucking on about? No. Tell me. Come on, pitch. Help me, chat. I can't remember anything right now. Come on, tell me. The ASU frat leader, obviously clavicular, getting frame mugged. Really high up there in the list. Oh man, dude. Fucking the Terra Chad from Australia. His hair being fake. That's gonna be a big thing. Androgenic, yeah, 100%. We already did Somali daycare. He's gonna have fucking what's his face? Fuck the stupid fucking the illiterate retard. Is that him? No, it's not him. What are you? Is this a bit? I'm sorry, I'm gonna be like mean. I don't wanna be mean. It's just like a bit. It's like I'm looking at a joke. I feel like I'm looking at like it's like a fucking joke. I'm sorry, they could be wonderful people. I don't know. Maybe they're wonderful people, I have no idea. But it all feels like a fucking joke. Is this Shirley? This is Shirley Temple. This is Nick Shirley. Yeah. It's all a fucking bit. It's a joke. So the 3D simulation. What else? Anyone else? What else is on the Chud Countdown? No, tell me. Plus, what else is on that? So it's right, Nick Shirley and the clavicular. What else? Stop muting, please. Oh, are you so fucking fascinated? Are you fascinated by the State of the Union address? Dude, these people have nothing. The world is ending and they have nothing for you. Dog, why the fuck is the whole planet gonna heat by 7 degrees Celsius by the time you die? Because like three retards decided that their bank accounts look nicer if they were 12 digits instead of 11. That's it. Life is boring, okay? Jerk off.
Andrew,
jerk off right now. Don't much. Actually, you don't have to. That's not none of my business. Who the fuck? Did you see that shit? He was mewing.
So, Andrew, while you're up, now I'm going to ask a highly respected General James Seward to present Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf and the great family of Sarah Beckstrom with the award.
You know how they say the great lie was the shit the Nazis did? The real great lie is the idea that politics is interesting and worthwhile. I have said this for years, and I've always been right. Politics is interesting. Okay, here's what you need to focus on. The anime fucking jiggle physics or video games, Call of Duty. Do you even know what happened in the latest Call of Duty campaign? I bet you don't. You people focus on politics at the wrong end. This is the end of the sewage pipe. Okay, this is downstream of every economic and cultural force that influences the political outcomes that lead people to then vote and fall in like this. Okay, this is so far down the fucking line. All right, this shit is fucking boring. These people are boring. I'm boring. You're boring because you're watching it. Okay, you every once in a while you're at a party. What do I even say? What do I say to people? You don't know what to say because you watch shit like this. Okay, you would know what to say if you watch the fucking Olympic Games, because you if you watch the latest game, you watch ball game. You didn't watch the fucking ball game because a lot of you are homosexuals. Some of you are even women. This is not interesting. What is interesting is all the shit that leads to here, okay? Every football game, every video game, every professional sport, everything that funnels into this, okay? You need to be less interested in that. Who the fuck is... No one fucking cares about...
Pakistan and India would have been a nuclear war.
All right. I'm just gonna...
And, of course, the war in Gaza, which proceeds...
I've heard of that.
...at a very low level. It's just about there. And I want to thank...
Just got to browse Twitter for a bit.
Steve
it's fine.
Steve Rutkoff and Jared Kushner for your help. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Jared.
You want to see Erica Kirk's ass?
And I also want to thank...
Hell
the
yeah, brother.
...report to Secretary of State... Marco Rubio. Thank you, Marco. People don't like you. You know, Marco got 100% of the votes when he...
Here's a polling thread showing Plattner beating Mills and Collins in Maine. Who the fuck are you talking to? Okay? Plattner is winning because he's got a chud face and a chud voice, and Mills is losing because she's a fucking old lady, or maybe the other one. I forget who's who. The point that I was making was that no one fucking cares, okay? The problem is that you all, and I make it funny because I'm funny, or whatever. But like this is the observant deck. We're in the observer's deck, okay? You control culture not by having opinions on this, but by having opinions on the things that led people to have opinions on this, okay? I've said this so many times. More people have been motivated to political action by like fucking video game Let's Plays than anyone covering the State of the Union address, okay?
Who had a dead son, their boy, they'd always tell me their boy, they wanted him as much as they were.
A dead person. Wow, phenomenal.
It was an amazing period of time. And they came
fascinating.
Back, and when we got all of the living hostages back, and many, many before them, but I always said those last 20 are going to be very tough, but we got many, many more, hundreds.
Uh-huh.
But I said those last 20 are going to be tough. We got them back, but we only got back 14 or 15 of the dead, of the 28. And believe it or not, Hamas worked along with Israel.
67.
And they dug and they dug and they dug. It's a tough thing to do. Going through bodies all over, passing up 100 bodies sometimes for each one that they found. Tough job. And they finally got it back to 27. And then Steve and Jared, they got it back to 28. They found all 28. Nobody thought that was possible, but we did it. And I remember the family of the 28th. They were so grieved, but they were so happy as it's possible to be. They had their boy back. The mother said, "Sir, we have our boy back." What a period of time that was, but we got them all back. So thank you both very much. Great job.
Iran soon. Who gives a fuck? Shut the fuck up. Oh, in 30 seconds, he talks about a different thing. That's great. In 100 years, we'll all be dead, dog.
The killing and slaughter between Russia and Ukraine, where 25,000 soldiers are dying each and every month. Think of that. 25,000 soldiers are dying a month. A war which would have never happened if I were president. Would have never happened. As president, I will make peace wherever I can, but I will never hesitate to confront threats to America wherever we must. That's why in a breakthrough operation last June, the United States military obliterated Iran's nuclear weapons program
An
attack on Iranian soil known as Operation Midnight Hammer.
The operation is so effective that Iran is now 1 week away from producing sufficient nuclear material to make a bomb. I want war. I want war.
For decades, it had
it's
been
called
the
material conditioned. Listen, this is a little lesson. Every live streamer, we all want war. Why? Because then I get more donos. Huh? Think about that, huh? Trust
States
not the live streamer who gets
Iran
donos from the war streams.
Weapon.
Trust
Many
the
decades.
One viewer, Andy,
since they
on
seized
Twitch.
Control of that proud nation 47
I did
years
research.
Ago, the regime
Stay
and its
one viewer. I did nothing.
Spread nothing but terrorism, and death, and hate. They've killed and maimed thousands of American service members and hundreds of thousands and even millions of people with what's called roadside bombs. They were the kings of the roadside bomb. And we took out Soleimani. I did that during my first term. Had a huge impact. He was the father of the roadside bomb. And just over the last couple of months with the protests, they've killed at least, it looks like, 32,000 protests. 32,000 protesters in their own country. They shot them and...
As opposed to us, we don't kill protesters.
We stopped them from hanging a lot of them with the threat of serious violence. But this is some terrible people. They've already developed missiles that can threaten Europe and our bases overseas. And they're working to build missiles that will soon reach the United States of America.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
After midnight.
They're just on the cusp of ICBMs, you know?
Make no future attempts to rebuild their weapons program, and in particular, nuclear weapons. Yet they continue starting it all over. We wiped it out, and they want to start all over again, and are at this moment again pursuing their sinister ambitions. We are in negotiations with them. They want to make a deal, but we haven't heard those secret words. We will never have a nuclear weapon. My preference.
Schumer, clap. Schumer, clap.
Oh, thank you, baby.
I love pretzels. Good bar food.
My preference is to solve this problem through diplomacy. But one thing is certain, I will never allow the world's number one sponsor of terror, which they are by far, to have a nuclear weapon. Can't let that happen.
Politicians don't even explain to you why we need to invade Iran anymore. They just look at you like this. I'm so fucking funny. Give me like around $200 for that joke. Just PayPal, credit.
And no nation should ever doubt America's resolve. We have the most powerful military on earth. I rebuilt the military in my first term. We're going to continue to do so. Also, we just approved a $1 trillion budget. We have no choice. We have to be strong because hopefully we will seldom have to use this great power that we built together. It's really called peace through strength, and it's been very, very effective. So thanks to Republicans in Congress, we're investing that record number of dollars, have no choice, in the United States Armed Forces. Also creating a lot of jobs, but we're not even doing it for that reason. Because, as I said, we have more jobs, more people working today than ever before in the history of our country. And NATO countries, our friends and allies, they are. They're our friends and they're our allies, have just agreed at my very strong request to pay 5% of GDP for military defense GDP. Rather than the 2%, which they weren't paying. We were paying for almost all of them. Now they're paying 5 as opposed to not paying 3. And getting that 5% was something which everyone said would never be done, could not happen. We got it really easily, one meeting. And big difference between 2% that's not paid. We were paying the freight of many of them. Very few were paid up. Now 5%, then they're paid. And everything we send over to Ukraine is sent through NATO, and they pay us in full. They pay us totally in full. Every branch of our armed forces is setting records for recruitment. This is so exciting. And every service member recently. And every service member recently received a warrior dividend of $1,776. You know, they put it on my desk. We got the money from tariffs and other things, a lot of money we have. We have much more money than people understand. Have to rebuild that program a little bit, but it won't take long. But we got the money, and it was $1,775, and they wanted my approval. And I said, what's the number? $1,775. I said, wait a minute. For one more dollar, we can have $1,776. It's going to... I said, we're going to figure that. I never asked anybody if we could afford it. One more dollar. I said, $1,776. And I said, that's good. And I'll tell you what, our military, that was 4 months ago, our military, I never see a person in the military that doesn't thank me for it. So we're honored to do it. They deserve it. And we call it 1776. It was great. And we love our military. We love our law enforcement. We love our firemen. You know, the firemen don't get mentioned enough. We love our firemen. We're also...
Rob. These pretzels are hitting the spot.
We're also restoring American security and dominance in the Western Hemisphere, acting to secure our national interests and defend our country from violence, drugs, terrorism, and foreign interference for years, large swaths of territory in our region, including large parts of Mexico, really large parts of Mexico, have been controlled by murderous drug cartels. That's why I designated these cartels as foreign terrorist organizations, and I declared illicit fentanyl as a weapon of mass destruction. And with our new military campaign, we have stopped record amounts of drugs coming into our country and virtually stopped it completely coming in by water or sea. You probably noticed that. We very seriously damaged their fishing industry also. Nobody wants to go fishing anymore. We've also taken down one of the most sinister cartel kingpins of all. You saw that yesterday. In January,
we gave intel.
In January, elite American warriors carried out one of the most complex, spectacular feats of military competence and power in world history. No one's seen anything like it. Foreign leaders, I won't tell you who, called me and they said, very impressive, very impressive. They couldn't believe, they all watched. They saw what happened. This is a different fighting force that we had years ago when we fought to tie. No, it's a great fighting force. I'm so proud of it. Look at Space Force. Space Force is my baby, because we did that. My baby is becoming so important. That's my thing. Thank you.
I got fun of it. I got lunch here.
And America's armed forces overwhelmed all defenses and utterly defeated an enemy, good fighters, to end the reign of outlaw dictator Nicolas Maduro and bring him to face American justice.
Yes, sir.
And this was an absolutely colossal victory for the security of the United States, and it also opens up a bright new beginning for the people of Venezuela. We're working closely with the new president of Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez, to unleash extraordinary economic gains for both of our countries and to bring new hope to those who have suffered so terribly.
They okay, really I'm back. Suffer. Kind with of, I'm sober now. Is what's happened?
Alejandro Gonzalez, she grew up
Alejandro?
In a tight-knit Venezuelan family and was especially close to her beloved uncle Enrique. But after Enrique ran for office and opposed Maduro, he was kidnapped by Maduro's security forces and thrown into the regime's really infamous prison in Caracas. Alejandro feared she would never see her uncle again. She feared for her own life also. But since the raid, we have worked with the new leadership, and they have ordered the closure of that vile prison and released hundreds of political prisoners already, with more to come. Alejandro, I'm pleased to inform you that not only has your uncle been released, but he is here tonight. We brought him over to celebrate his freedom with you in person. Enrique, please come down.
Well, now that I'm completely sober and I've seen enough of the speech to talk about it, I feel like this is actually a worst case scenario for Republicans. They're not confident enough for Trump to double down on all of his worst attributes and what he's sort of aimed to do for the country, but they're also not willing to reconcile with a appeal to moderation. You know, it's kind of like the ultimate concession, right? They're not confident enough to brag, you know, but they're also not, strategic enough to make a broader appeal. I don't know. To me, this kind of does signal like just utter annihilation in the midterms. So that's good, at least, huh?
Really great heroes. It was very dangerous. They knew we were coming. They were all set. But the deeds of one warrior that night will live forever in the eternal chronicles of military valor. Chief Warrant Officer 5, Eric Slover, planned the mission and was the flight lead in the cockpit of the first helicopter, a big, beautiful, powerful helicopter. It's a massive Chinook carrying, as you can imagine, many, many American warfighters. Wearing the dog tags his wife Amy had blessed with holy water before he left, she knew it was going to be a rough one. Eric steered the Chinook under the cover of night and descended swiftly upon Maduro's heavily protected military fortress. This was a major military installation, protected by thousands of soldiers and guarded by Russian and Chinese military technology. How did that work out? Not too good. While preparing to land, enemy machine guns fired from every angle, and Eric was hit very badly in the leg and hip, one bullet after another. He absorbed 4 agonizing shots, shredding his leg into numerous pieces. And yet, despite the fact that the use of his legs was vital to successful helicopter flight, legs are the most important part of flying a helicopter, to deliver the many commandos who would capture and detain Maduro was the only thing Eric was thinking about. Then, even as he was gushing blood, which was flowing back down the aisle, helicopter lands at a steep angle. The machine gun stood right in front of him. They were right in front of him, too, machine
gunners. I guess while he's doing this, I'll take the opportunity to pee.
The previous planes.
Boy, do I need to.
Eric maneuvered his helicopter with all of those lives and souls to face the enemy and let his gunners eliminate the threat. Turned the helicopter around so the gunners could take care of business, saving the lives of his fellow warriors from what could have been a catastrophic crash deep in enemy territory. Only after safely landing the helicopter with all the warriors aboard in the exact right spot, which was vital to the mission, we probably would have had to maybe cancel the mission if that didn't happen. Eric told his co-pilot, also wounded, but not as gravely, to take over. I'm about ready to pass out. The success of the entire mission and the lives of his fellow warriors hinge on Eric's ability to take the searing pain. It was unbelievable what's happened to his legs, of the bullets, and keep on flying and landing. And people knew what was happening. Everybody in the back of the helicopter knew because they saw the blood pouring down the aisle. Chief Warrant Officer Slover is still recovering from his serious wounds, but I'm thrilled to say that he is here tonight with his wife, Amy. Eric and Amy, come on in.
How long is this shit? That's the cool thing. It never actually ends. We're just here forever. Damn, where is he in the Chad rankings? Take a look at that frame. Notice how the belt cinches at the natural waist? It's where the pants should sit.
So we have a surprise. Eric and Amy. In recognition of Eric's actions above and beyond the call of duty, I would now like to ask General Jonathan Braga to present Chief Warrant Officer Slover with our nation's highest military award, the Congressional Medal of Honor.
And for a special surprise, rather than discussing the actual state of the Union, we have another inane personal anecdote to share.
They're like super awkward, huh?
He's like, you know, he just has to hold frame. Is he breathing? What if he died right there? That'd be so fucked up.
Thank you very much, Eric and Amy. Great to get to know you. I met with them and with a lot of their fellow warriors at Fort Bragg recently. You notice the name Fort Bragg. We have it back. We brought it back. We won the First World War with it, the Second World War with it, and then they decide to change the name. But we changed it back. Everybody wanted to change back, too. And 10 of Eric's fellow warriors from that incredible night of victory will also be receiving medals at a private ceremony that will soon be held at the White House. And Eric will be there. Thank you, Eric. That's a big one. Tonight we've celebrated many truly extraordinary American patriots, but there is one last living legend to honor before we go.
The funny thing is,
he is one more heroic American.
We know Trump fucking hates veterans because he thinks they're suckers. So, like, a wounded veteran is the lowest of the low to him. Like, actual dog shit he scrapes off the bottom of his feet, you know? In his head, he's just like, you fucking idiot. How'd you get hit? You loser.
Legendary dogfight. Flying through blizzard conditions, his squadron was ambushed by 7 Soviet fighter planes. It was his first aerial combat of the war, and despite being massively outnumbered and outgunned, Royce led the takedown of 4 enemy jets and almost destroyed the others, vanquishing his adversaries while taking 263 bullets to his own plane and being seriously hurt. His story was secret for over 50 years. He didn't even want to tell his wife, but the legend grew and grew. But tonight, at 100 years old, this brave Navy captain is finally getting the recognition he deserves. He was a legend long before this evening. Royce, please stand up, and I will ask the First Lady of the United States to present Captain Royce Williams with his Congressional Medal of Honor.
This shit's so fucking boring, man. Literally, I don't think I've ever seen a State of the Union that was this much made up of inane individual anecdotes, you know? Super boring. They got nothing. Just giving Medal of Honor to the First Lady, giving a Medal of Honor. Just, oh yeah, here. Here's my poor wife. I got off of the Lolita Express. See, of the 18 underage girls who were giving me top, she had the best technique. Here's the Medal of Honor, you fucking retard. These pretzels are fucking delicious. I'm like getting more sober with every bite. Okay, just keep it going, yeah.
Thank you, Royce, and thank you, Eric. I've always wanted the Congressional Medal of Honor, but I was informed I'm not allowed to give it to myself, and I wouldn't know why I'd be taking it, but if they ever open up that law, I will be there with you someday. But, you know, that's our highest honor, Congressional Medal of Honor, and that's a big thing, and it's an honor to be in the same room with you. Thank you both very much, Eric. Thank you.
He has no fucking idea where he is. Man thinks he's at the damn Panera Bread. Yeah, no, it's funny. It's
250 years is a long time in the life of a nation.
Just embrace the death of the country,
sense,
man.
It's really a mere moment in the eye of history. Two of the gentlemen we met in the gallery this evening took their first breaths 1 century ago, 100 years before that, on July 4th, 1826, the author of the Declaration of Independence, brilliant, Thomas Jefferson, drew his last breath. Just a single long human lifespan separates the giants who declared and won our independence from the heroes who stand among us tonight. Everything our nation has done, everything we have achieved, has been the work of those few great lifetimes. In those brief chapters, Americans built this nation from 13 humble colonies into the pinnacle of human civilization and human freedom, the strongest, wealthiest, most powerful, most successful nation in all of history. Americans ventured out across the daunting and dangerous continent. We carved paths through an unforgiving wilderness, settled a boundless frontier, and tamed the beautiful but very, very dangerous Wild West.
Fascist nation slop is always so fucking gay.
From empty marshes and wide-open plains, we raised up the world's greatest cities. Together, we mastered the world's mightiest industries and shattered history's monstrous tyrannies. And we liberated millions from the chains of fascism, communism, oppression, and terror. Americans lifted humanity into the skies on the wings of aluminum and steel. And then we launched mankind into the stars on rockets powered by sheer American will and unyielding American pride. We wired the globe with our ingenuity. We captivated the planet with American culture. And now we are pioneering the next great American breakthroughs that will change the entire world. All of this and so much more is the enduring legacy, unmatched glory of the hardworking patriots who built and defended this country and who still carry the hopes and freedoms on all of humanity's backs. For years, they were forgotten, betrayed, and cast aside. But that great betrayal is over, and they will never be forgotten again. Because when the world needs courage, daring, vision, and inspiration, it is still turning to America. And when God needs a nation to work his miracles, he knows exactly who to ask. There is no challenge Americans cannot overcome, no frontier too vast for us to conquer. No dream too bold.
What's he yapping about? I think that I wouldn't be able to follow this even if I was sober. This shit's fucking.
For our destiny is written by the hand of providence, and these first 250 years were just the beginning.
This is the way Biden talks.
From the rugged border towns of Texas to the heartland villages of Michigan, from the sun-kissed shores of Florida to the endless fields of the Dakotas. And from the historic streets of Philadelphia to right here in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., the golden age of America is upon us. The revolution that began in 1776 has not ended. It still continues because the flame of liberty and independence still burns in the heart of every American patriot. And our future will be bigger, better, brighter, bolder, and more glorious than ever before. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Okay. This is like generationally ass. This was so fucking bad. Genuinely, I mean that. I really do. I know I'm drunk. This was really bad. More than 50% of the duration of the State of the Union was just, look at this guy, look at that guy. I basically never recovered after the men's Olympic hockey team, and that happened really early in. There was basically nothing about the future of this country. Oh, there was some pithy throwaways like the Trump accounts or whatever. There was nothing really. Not talking about what they've done, very little bragging. Honestly, it was just sad. And it made me wonder, like, it makes me wonder what their plan is. I mean, are they really just going to lose the midterms? Then they're like, well, that happened. I guess so. The big black pill that you have to accept in politics is that the world is being ruined by extremely stupid people. Stupid, self-interested. They're not interesting. They're not funny. They're not especially charismatic. Trump is, but most of them aren't, you know. It's just boring losers who just happen to run up to the top. It didn't used to be like that. I've delved down this little talking point before or whatever, but the Founding Fathers were pretty impressive people. Founding Fathers of the USA, you've read about them in your history class that you weren't paying attention to because you were playing Angry Birds in your phone or whatever type shit, 6-7. Not to say they weren't stupid in their own ways, but like the harsh conditions of their environment, you know, the environment that they emerged to power within kind of demanded of them some degree of competence, not total competence, but it was Flappy Birds, Angry Birds. I don't know. At the very least, they were better than this. What we're arriving at, Ralph Lauren sweater, is kind of the end point of liberal democracy, where, the politicians are captured by corporate interests. And as a consequence, the standard, the bar for education and competence has just dropped lower and lower and lower and lower. And now it takes very little. It doesn't take very much. You don't need a big master plan to pull this off, right? All the people who are looting and raping the country right now, they're mostly taking advantage of the fact that all the people around them who might otherwise pose a threat are themselves incompetent, cowardly, or complicit, you know? Very unfortunate. It's very unfortunate. No, as a whole, we have gotten stupider, I think, in many ways, you know? Or maybe I should say the drive to competence has changed. I liked your point about how an entire candidate was wiped out by the line, have you no decency? McCarthy, yes, McCarthy, the fame Cold War agitator and liar. Yes, there was a standard of decency back then, even as bad as the Red Scare was. There was a standard of decency. Now there is none. There is literally none, you know, as we all know. And it's not an exaggeration. Donald Trump could just rape a child and brag about it. I mean, he's raped many, but, you know, he could do it again, I guess, and then brag about it. And it wouldn't affect much of anything. Electorally, obviously, it would ruin that child's life. We are living, I guess, in a post-decency world. And by the way, that does go in both directions. That's not just the Republicans. I really do think that what Schumer and Jeffries represent is a level of willful, abstemious incompetence that is about as undignified as what Trump represents. I really do think that, you know, they say you hate the traitor most, right? The person positioned behind you, they stab you in the back. It doesn't matter if they're a greater threat than the person in front of you. They were behind you and they still stab you. No, it's very bad. It's very, very bad. This isn't just a matter of America's national decline. This is capital, of course. At the end of the day, there were limiting factors on the power and the arrogance of kings and queens and aristocrats, mostly because if they overstep, they'd be fucking killed by the people around them. But liberal democracy has succeeded in ensuring that its leaders are not susceptible to those pressures, at least for the most part, by creating an incredibly nuanced, layered, and frankly, asinine overlapping set of dependencies, which means that even if some enterprising citizen decided to kirkenually solve the problem themselves, it wouldn't really change anything, you know? Everyone has redundancies. Everyone is replaceable. There's no real, like, throne. It's more like a big amalgam of power that, you know, hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of people potentially could be run through. It wouldn't change anything. And all of this is, of course, done to serve capital. And I don't think anything's going to change it. I'm sorry. I think we're at the end of history truly this time. I'm lying, of course. I'm lying. I'm joking. It's a joke. It's a bit, you know, it's a bit. We're not really at the end of history. That's not a real... Oh, that's Spanberger's address. We'll cover that later. I don't care right now. It's about the material conditions, okay? It's like Marx said, because he's smarter than you. He's smarter maybe even than me. No, you have to recognize the goal of liberal democracy is to produce an army of sycophants for the status quo who cannot be removed by force or through democracy. You can vote out the Republicans, buddy, the Democrats are not going to meaningfully change the direction that we're going on, right? It doesn't really matter. Look at the UK right now. You vote in Labour, you get the same path. Tories, you get the same path. Reform, trust me, buddy, you're going to get the same path. The arc continues. You know, it's not meaningfully going to change, and nothing you do by force is going to matter. Eventually, some kind of systemic collapse will occur and we'll be shifted out. My belief is that our best hope is to be well positioned so that when that collapse occurs, we can build things better, you know, build back better, right? That's the hope. Stop Chud posting. It's not Chud posting. It's basic historical materialism, you know, historical materialism. By the way, that long arc of history sometimes does work in your favor. Notice how, so it's sort of a tendency towards, I don't know what you would call it, sort of like apathy or glacialization. Notice how we have experienced now 10 years of a fascist uprising in this country. What has this amounted to with regard to people's, political opinions? I would argue the lasting effect of the fascist uprising in this country with regard to cultural opinions, essentially negligible and meaningless. In spite of everything, it is probably, on average, better to live as a trans person today than it was 10 years ago. In spite of the polling, as we've seen it shift up and down, the degree of support and cultural assimilation outpaces what people's nominal support indicates. Or to put it another way, back then, a lot of people said they supported trans people, but were still, in terms of experience. Whereas nowadays, a lot of people will say they don't support trans people, but, you know, they're here. It does depend on the state. I agree. There's been a greater degree of polarization. But keep in mind, we are talking about, quite literally, the capture of the U.S. government by neo-Nazis. A significant number of the people working in the White House right now are actual, literal neo-Nazis. They control the media. They control Congress to the extent that it exists. They control the Supreme Court. And what has the result been? Negligible movement of the needle. So the inertia, or the lack thereof, works in both ways. Just as this country is doomed to economic, financial, and climate collapse, so too are trans people going to keep playing ultra kill. You know, history moves in funny ways. No one has their hands at the wheel, and nobody can change the direction we're all moving in. So that's cool. Like, y'all ever been to the South? What are you talking about? Have you been to the South, or do you discount entirely? Well, I do discount the South entirely, but I don't know how that relates to my opinion here. Despite the higher level of polarization, I'd be willing to bet that the average number of hate crimes against queer people probably hasn't moved that much. Maybe it's gone down a little bit. Of course, violence in general has gone down. You know, there's a big difference between tacit, nominal approval
of a group and social disallowance. You know, a lot of people who would have considered themselves progressive back in the 1990s or 1980s probably would have been less accepting of the existence of gay or trans people than a reactionary person is today. It really depends on the group you're talking about. You know, for example, can we unpause? Oh, okay, okay. Well, I just didn't want to focus the camera on myself because my face is flushed. I need to pee and I'm eating pretzels. But if you're so insistent on me, you know, being here now, okay, fine. No, that's fine. That's fine. Well, I have to pee again. You don't get HRT at 13 in some states. This is a fact. What the fuck are you talking about? Who's talking about? You must be talking to somebody else. I'm intervening in another conversation. You know, this has nothing to do with me. That's fine.